Tonight, two of the college basketball greats, Kansas and Kentucky, face off in New Orleans for the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship.
Men's, that's right.
It's the men. It is a classic matchup. Kim Parks is ready to cheer on her Kentucky Wildcats tonight, fresh after their big win against intrastate rival Louisville over the weekend. She joins us from Chicago. Kim.
Yeah.
You ready to cheer on those Kentucky Wildcats tonight?
I am. I'm very excited.
It's
going to be a long day at work.
All right. Well, you're also joined by Mark Dmitrovich, also from Chicago, but he's hoping for a Kansas Jayhawks win. You there, Mark?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello to both of you. Now, Mark, first, Kansas, that was a squeaker over Ohio State over the weekend. Did you watch that game?
I sure did.
Are you think your team's ready tonight? Ready to bring it?
Yeah, I think they're like the New York Giants right now. They're just finding a way to win, you know, grinding it out on defense. So I think anything can happen. They definitely have a shot tonight.
All right. Well, for more on the NCAA championship, we also have Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, our Takeaway Sports contributor. Ibrahim, my bracket's blown. My West Virginia Mountaineers got beat in the first round. Why should I watch tonight?
Well, this is a classic matchup. These two teams are playing very traditional basketball. So this is completely different than what we've dealt with the past two seasons, where we've had these underdog, guard-driven teams. These are post-up teams. They play great defense. There's a lot of rebounding, and they're very well coached. Now, the interesting thing that I want you to focus on here tonight is that Kentucky is one of only 22 teams to go into the tournament as the number one team in the land. Only 21 other teams, including the 78 Kentucky Wildcats, went into the tournament as the number one team and then won the tournament. So there's a little bit of history here as well.
So they are big favorites for tonight. Is Ibrahim, do you think they're going to capture this one?
Well, okay. So a couple of years ago, Bill Self, who guided the Jayhawks to a 75-68 win over the Memphis Tigers, who was led by John Calipari at the time. The reason why Memphis Tigers lost is because they missed free throws late in the game. So there's two things that I think are interesting about this game. Kentucky has one of the best free throw percentages in the SEC this year, and they've been shooting critical shots in late in games. If the game is close, I would go with Kentucky. However, Kansas has been making big shots and making big defensive plays. They're a little bit of an older team. So at the end of it, you know, there's a lot of calculus that's involved in here. I'm going with Kansas.
Get out. You're going with Kansas. No kidding. You've just made a magnificent case for Kentucky, and you're going with Kansas.
I will. This is why I'll say this, right? I think that Calipari's teams tend to break down at the stretch. They tend to break down at the very end of games. There's some kind of weird thing that happens. And I think right now this Kansas team, they're locked in, and they have a little bit more experience at this particular moment. Now, I could be completely wrong. The key thing here, John and Anna, is that either one of these two teams, if you're watching this game, you're probably hating one of them, and you're probably wishing that the other team beats the other one based on some time when they beat your team, because Kentucky has won 7 national championships, Kansas has won 3. They've broken many hearts.
Yeah.
So at some point, everybody's going to be happy at the end of the game.